Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and today is Wednesday, August 26th, which is the fourth Wednesday of the month. And usually this show is held on the third Wednesday of the month, but due to some travel, we're having it today, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels, and this is going to be a really fun show with lots of information for our current cycle. We want to thank you so much for tuning in, whether you are joining us live or via archive, and we're so happy to be connecting with you. For those of you who are new to our show, welcome. Elizabeth Pendleton is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who offers support to her clients all over the globe every single day. And of course, it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Christy, and hello to everyone listening. Welcome, welcome. Happy Sun into Virgo cycle.
Yeah, big cycle. And I just want to tell everyone, this is a really auspicious show for us today, as this will be our very last broadcast with both Colorado and California energies infused from our homes into the show.
And that's right.
Yeah, so big day today, and it's been so much fun with these energies, and I look forward to the new location once you get all settled into your new place.
Oh, thank you, thank you. So, it's been really fun to be up on these mountains and everything like that. I feel like it's like a bellwether. It's like being in the clouds. These winds just come out of nowhere, and then like 30 minutes later, they're blowing from the opposite side, and it's been, you know, a really interesting place to tune in. But yeah, this Florida native is ready to get back somewhere warmer. Three winters here, you know, it's like, I joke with everybody, it's the burrs, you know, like, right? We start about the birds,
yes.
With you and the bird. Yeah, and then to me, it's just May when I snap, you know, when it's still snowing in May, I'm just like, no, it does not compute. So, but it's been a really cool place. I'm glad I had the experience, you know, of snow and all of that. But yeah, and Virgo is a sign of change, so perfect harbinger, perfect energy. You know, it's one of our mutables. And so we got a lot of mutable business going on about to come our way. So big changes in store for everyone, the planet, everything the next couple of years. This Virgo cycle is just, it's like a touchstone of what's about to unfold. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I know you have lots of great info, as always, about this new cycle that we're in right now. And so why don't you go ahead and take it away, Elizabeth, and let us know all these great things that are happening for us this cycle.
Okay, yeah, so let's look at that, and let's say happy birthday to all of our Virgo listeners. Yay! And so let's talk about Virgo in general. So Virgo is the sixth sign in astrology. It is about health, service, and organization. It is mutable, which means it's one of our four signs that closes their respective seasons. So we're closing summer here in the northern hemisphere. And it is also an earth sign, meaning we're working in the physical realm. So we really look at the physical dimension to whatever we're talking about. Now, the interesting thing is Virgo just moved into this sign in August, which we talked about on the last edition. And, of course, nice reminder, if you want to catch up, we have all the shows in the archive, and you can listen back and put it all together. But, yeah, we talked about that. And with Jupiter, planet of expansion, moving into Virgo for 13 months, this is a really big, big cycle, not only for, you know, some luck coming for the Virgos in the audience, but really it's talking about making this Virgo energy bigger than usual. So this isn't just going to be while the sun rolls through Virgo, which is, of course, what we tune into every month. The sun changes signs, which gives everybody their sun sign. That's how that works, about every 30 days or so. So we got the sun there. We got Mercury there. We have Virgo there. And while the sun and Mercury will move along quickly, Starting in late September, Mars will move from Leo into Virgo, and then on October 8th, Venus will move into Virgo. And by the time those guys leave the North Node at the end of November, we'll move into Virgo. So that's a lot of Virgo. That's a lot of Virgo coming our way. And the thing is, that North Node stays there till 2017. And
wow.
The North Node is talking about, our collective future. So I was thinking about this the first message that the guides gave me right as Jupiter was moving in there was talk to people about health and just remind people do not put things off. You know, that you might know the paraphrase of that expression, Christy, when they say, first spirit, taps you on the shoulder, then it or knocks on your door, and then it kicks the door down kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
And you guys know what I mean. So the idea is your health and this is, again, something we go over a lot on the show, but the idea is our health is going to be very, very important. And then the guides were showing me it's not only just each of us individually saying, you know what, I'm going to have that salad instead of that sandwich, or I'm going to eat a nice whole grain cereal that's in the bag instead of the box. But they were showing me how collectively this is a game changer. And within the last month, I actually had an opportunity just to visit the original Whole Foods in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
And, it just hit me, how great that whole atmosphere. I'm not affiliated, it's not a plug, but it's really like what a game changer that has been nationally. I mean, I can remember these conversations going on 20, 25 years ago about getting organics, and now, even when Walmart, again, no plug, are getting into organics, that means we've changed the system. And so the guides were asking me to remind you guys, again, a deep element of this is collectively our higher beliefs, which is what Jupiter represents, our higher ideals. Our loftiest self. And Virgo is always striving for perfection to make the planet better, cleaner. So as we each choose to take better care of ourselves, that in turn helps contribute to these huge global shifts. And so just know how important you are as an individual and how empowering and how much that contributes to the whole. So, that's, and that the whole Virgo bunch that I just talked about is just one element. We have Saturn on the 17th of September finally moving into Sagittarius. Huge, huge trend. Thing is, it's going to square all those planets as they move through Virgo. And, of course, as you guys can follow the show now, where sometimes
wah,
in trouble, so the Sagittarius get their Saturn, and the thing is, again, if we can just see areas that need to be corrected or where we're overdoing things, Saturn puts the brakes on, and really it's for our best and highest good. You know what I mean? And the only people, and I've been reading professionally since 1998, the only people I've really seen get like a serious Saturn smackdown are people who are like, oh, that doesn't apply to me, and they just keep doing things like that are not only harmful to themselves but harmful to others, and Saturn just says enough. You know what I mean? I've seen it happen so literally, it's not even funny. So, again, I would just say, Sagittarius, it's nothing to be scared of. It's just look at what in your life over the next 2 years is in need of transformation and regrouping and doing in a better way. And any hard tasks, like going back to school, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, you may be like, I am so tired, I'm working a job and studying at night. But if you keep studying at night, I mean, by December 2017, when Saturn leaves Sag, and you've earned a degree, and all of a sudden you can jump up in the earnings scale, like, that was worth it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so it's, and it's also, again, some of these things are interesting because Jupiter rules Sagittarius. And so there is a connection that's going on there where Jupiter is now in Virgo and Saturn, the planet of contraction, is there in Sagittarius. So there's just definitely, it's going to be a challenging energy in terms of Sag is usually, think about our Sagittarian friends, they're like the unicorns amongst us.
Yep.
You know, they can see the possibility in anything, you know, and it's, that's a great, I mean, that's a great quality to have as far as being a visionary and seeing above the fray and seeing, you know, all of that, having a bigger vision. But with Saturn going in there and then just intensifying, growing stronger in degree, we are really going to be asked to walk our talk, and we're going to be asked, how in the heck are you going to take those big, grand, lofty ideas? Again, think about like a Whole Foods conversation. You know,
right.
I don't know that they started out to change the whole world, but they did. But they knew what they wanted in that one store in Austin and what they wanted to give to the community and how they wanted to be different. So, you know, there may be one of you out there listening who's coming up with something that is a game changer, you know. And so Saturn's just asking us to take the biggest ideas, Sagittarian ideas that are so lofty and so big and futuristic. Remember, it's the glyph is the arrow pointing to the horizon, seeing the shape of things to come, and then putting into a practical reality, which is another aspect of Virgo. Virgo is super practical. It has to see the usefulness of anything that we do. It's fine to have a great idea, but again, how does that help? How is that of service? And how does that serve us? So that's going to be an interesting conversation. I won't, you know, whitewash it. But the other component, and this is what's going to, you know, make it a full mutable cross. And I know, did you just hear, Chrissy? I heard a whole bunch of cheering from the Aries, Libras, Cancers, and Capricorns. Because did you hear that? Because they're like, yay, we're done with crosses.
We're out.
It's on the mutables now.
Like, high five, we're done. Tag team mutables, you're up.
You're exactly. And that's you, right? And so, it's a mutable cross now, which should be a little a gentler energy in a lot of ways, and it's an energy that's so much. Mutables are about adaptability, flexibility, and again, bringing in that change, preparing us for the next season ahead. And so when we get to the third component of our cross, we're going to talk about Pisces, your sign, which is where Neptune's already, you know, hunkered down for that long, long run that's lasting till 2025. And so if you guys, again, yep, so for you guys to visualize this, you know, again, I like to think of the clock. It's just an easy metaphor. And if we put Saturn up there at 12 o'clock now, after September 17th when it goes into Sag, it's got Virgo at 9 o'clock where we have Jupiter, then Mars, Venus, the North Node all heading, and right now we have the Sun and Mercury, so that's going to be occupied pretty much, you know, until May of 2017. You know, that's going to be something in Virgo that whole time, at least one thing. And then if we look at 3 o'clock, that's Pisces, where we have Neptune, Pisces ruler. So it's going to be opposing the things in Virgo and squaring Saturn up there in Sag. So you can see 90-degree angles form. You can see the 180-degree opposition. And, again, this is a really interesting mix because the Virgo tug-of-war going on with Pisces, Neptune and Chiron are in Pisces. Pisces is very holistic. It's like the water. Virgo is like the vessel, and Virgo wants to be practical. It wants to have a plan, and it can get a little rigid. It can be like, no, we said we're jogging every Tuesday at 5. You know, sometimes you need to take a day off, you know. You need a little Harry Potter bender or whatever, you know, little brain junk food, whatever it is. You don't always have to be striving. And if your routine gets to be a rut, then we go to that opposite side, which is the Piscean quality that says, you know what, maybe you do need to get out of that routine, go on a vacation or have a weekend off or an unplug fest and stop being so productive and so rigid with your schedule and all of that. Now, it's going to be interesting because that's going to be squaring Saturn, which is the disciplinarian. So, I mean, I think we're all going to have to feel this out in your life, like what are your big picture goals? And, of course, Pisces is very big picture oriented in that sense of how does this fit into the whole of my life, you know, what I'm doing. And again, I think the Sagittarian thing is also asking people to think about big picture plans. Jupiter in Virgo is at, you know, Jupiter itself asks us to think about big picture plans. So we got a lot that's saying not only in our lives, but then how is that impacting others or what are we contributing? And Virgo is also, you know, our daily habits. So they're all helping us, trying to bring it down to earth, you know.
Right.
And so it's a, you know, a really, really interesting combination, and we're going to have to see how it plays out in terms of, you know, how, because at times we're going to hit exact squares where the energy will intensify, but definitely the Virgo and thing now that has started, as you guys can see, is really getting underway just now, and it will be on trend for a couple of years. And just a couple of another thing I want to mention before we get to the rest of the show, Christy, is everybody always wants to know about the Mercury retrograde, so I'd be remiss if I came on your show and didn't talk about a Mercury retrograde. So we get our last one of the year.
Yay!
Also starting September 17th, and so that's an auspicious day, and I just happen to notice it's also the day of the next Federal Reserve meeting. Ooh.
Oh, my. So, are you? Wow. Okay.
Wow. Yep. So I'm like, wow, let's start with the Mercury retrograde and Saturn moving into Sag. So I'm going to go on a limb and predict that they do not raise interest rates in September. That's just my little hunch there. Guess as good as anyone else's. So yes, the Mercury retrograde runs from the 17th of September to October 9th. Its shadow starts right this weekend as we go into this big full moon. It comes out of the shadow October 24th. So that's just, you know, your Mercury stuff, your technology, do your backups, which we should all do regularly anyway.
Yep.
Maybe keeping your passwords up to date, and just kind of planning your it's one of those to me, like, don't leave your homework till the last minute because it might eat it or your internet service provider may be clogged up. You know, it's just if you kind of plan and know, yeah, those come. This one is in Libra, which is also to me a continuation. It goes from 15 degrees Libra all the way back to 0 degrees Libra. And that's relationships. And I just want to mention the other planetary change happening this time is Venus, who has been retrograde in Leo, coming out of that. And that's also been a big relationship forum. You know, a lot of people have been calling with relationships issues for readings lately. I'm sure you probably have the same thing. And so while Venus has been retrograde, we're reviewing our relationships. We're going, is this really working, or is this person who I thought they were, or, you know, how do I make this relationship better? What do we need to do as a couple to minimize our stress or have better boundaries with others when they kind of want to come crashing in all the time? So, you know, we just you know, again, retrogrades, we review, we revise, et cetera. Anything starting with re, we pretty much do. So I found that kind of interesting because for some of the people with relationship stuff, if it all doesn't magically clear up on September 6th when Venus goes direct, I think we're getting a little more help with that as the Mercury retrograde winds its way through Libra. And I think the last thing I'd mention, astrologically, big weekend ahead. Not only do we hit the shadow of the retrograde on Friday into Saturday, but we get a big full moon. And this is when we're, even though Saturn is still in the final degrees of Scorpio, we do get to get a sense of the polarity between all things Virgo and all things Piscean. So you might get to see what this feels like, because that moon will be in Pisces and full connecting with Neptune. Excellent time for your creativity, your art, or for just chilling out, meditating, relaxing, walks in nature, all those things. And you know, balancing it with maybe some Virgo planning, like what do you see for yourself between now and the end of the year, and how are you going to implement that into your daily schedule? So that's the astrological business.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you.
I think it's exciting.
Huge.
I'm excited about
the
time ahead.
I think it's exciting, too. I do, too. Thank you so much. And I love, again, how all of these messages dovetail. And my messages this
angels.
Cycle.
Yay!
Yeah, so my messages are most predominantly mindful messages. And for those of you who are new to listening to the show, you know, angels non-denominational. And that Michael energy is really strong and powerful and supportive and helps to clear away fears and clear our path so that we can be completely moving forward in the direction that's going to be best serving us on a personal level, as well as for our overall life purpose or our contribution to the planet, our families, and the bigger picture, so to speak. So the big messages, there was a lot actually. So the first one was about taking the time to get crystal clear about priorities, deadlines, goals, and things that need to be fixed, done, or attended to. And this was really like a really strong message that we absolutely at this time need to take control of our schedule and clear away all distractions, including physical distractions, people, situations, belief systems, and even addictions or things that we're doing over on stage right and telling ourselves, no, I'm supposed to be doing this. This is helping me. Or you can even imagine, I saw this image of a little kid putting their fingers in their ears and saying, la, 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 I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I'm busy. So those kinds of like busyness things, they're really keeping us from moving towards our goals. And this is a huge critical precipice that we're on to be on track. And I kept seeing the image of a clock ticking, and then I was shown one of those, for whatever reason, I can't remember the name, like on Wizard of Oz, the glass things that have sand, and you turn them over and you see the sand.
Yes, hourglass, yes.
Hourglass, yes.
That's
okay. Ticking opposite, almost like where you feel that urgency of the time ticking away instead of a traditional clock, which is kind of like moving forward. You can feel more, I feel like energetically watching it slip away through that hourglass. And that's what I was shown. And then the next message was about making sure that you understand it is time to move forward now. In addition to getting clear on what needs to be done, then we need to create a plan to, and this is the word I received, execute that plan, and then to take action. It's one thing to say, I understand what needs to be done, and I understand why it's valuable, important, and how it will help me. That's great, but that's not actually where the rubber meets the road, and that's really where we're asked to be going go time. So once you understand what needs to be done, it's, okay, now how can I practically put this together and say, okay, so this is what I'm going to need to do. How many minutes or chunks of time am I going to work on this? Or am I going to hire someone? How much is it going to cost? Where are my referrals? Who should I be calling? When are they coming to help me? Those kinds of things. And then actually following through and doing it. But that is something we need to be doing right now. The next piece I saw is that it's really important to finish strong. And I was shown this image of from right now through into December 31st, and not to put off what you're being guided to do. And if you are someone who feels stuck or you feel overwhelmed or confused, or you feel that you've had several years saying, this is the year I'm going to do this. This is the year where it's going to be different. This is the year that I'm going to have more balance in my priorities and the way that I live my life. But you find yourself at the end of the year feeling like, oh, another year where that didn't happen. This is next year is going to be my year. Then you need to reach out for support and professional help now. I kept seeing that this last push to the end of the year, you know, we can definitely see the end of sight. We're getting up to the last quarter of the year. It is coming, but we still have enough time to make a huge positive impact as we go to this last quarter. And it's really important to do everything we can to make that happen. There was a lot of message about no more procrastinating. And the next one was a big one, excuses. Yes, but because of this, or, well, if this person had done this, then I would be able to do it. It's really time to kind of let that stuff go. And there was a lot of messages about broken things, broken items, things that you say, oh, I've been meaning to take that to the tailor, and it's been a year or more. Or, oh, if once I just fix this, then I'll be able to, it'll be useful. It's really a message about getting rid of all of those things. And I was shown this image about how clutter, it has an immediate effect as well as this elongated compounding effect. And it leads to physical anxiety, stress, adrenal problems, nervous system breakdown. And it's extremely serious and important to take action now. And what we know, and all of this can be corroborated with statistical significant data, but I saw this image of walking into a house with clutter, and I was shown like how it physically affects us. And anxiety also is correlated with people with gut problems. So if you tend to have anxiety and a lot of stress, we find things like irritable bowel, IBS, leaky gut, Crohn's, all of those kinds of gut problems. They are connected to each other, as well as emotional issues, depression, self-worth issues, confusion, relationship problems, communication challenges, as well as low earning potential, all from clutter and having broken things around you. So it's a time to clean out, declutter, recycle, all of those kinds of things, and to take action now. Don't put it off. Move your body, detox, clean it out. Just like your physical spaces, move that body. Critical time for taking action on being just more cognizant of what you're putting into your body, just like what you were saying, Elizabeth, and how you're treating your body. And if you don't know where to start, again, ask for help. And the big kind of message that was really kind of overarching was that how we finish this last push, the rest of 2015, right now through the end of the year, is actually going to set up the entire theme for us for 2016. So it's do it now. Don't prolong, and don't make your 2016 be an extension of all these things that you've been putting off through this year. And that the kind of energy that's happening right now is so supportive that if we can plug into that energy that you've so eloquently described, we get to ride that wave, and it's here now. And so if you're feeling guided to kind of clean out, muck out, exercise, get more focused on food, and you're thinking about your personal contribution, if you're thinking about personal goals and feeling, I really need to make some changes, you're already riding that wave, but it's important to do the next step, keep going, and you can ask for help from your spiritual support team, your angels, guides, physical people in your life, guides, coaches, support service professionals, whoever you feel aligned with, that this is actually very urgent and time sensitive, and we all need to kind of pay attention to that now. So that's what I have.
Wow, and that I just want to mention that those messages about the nervous system and the intestine, that's exactly the parts of the body that Virgo rules. So again, the angels.
Wow.
we don't talk about that before these shows, and it's just amazing. And of course, I mean, the angels are helping us all the time, every day. We just need to tune in more and listen and ask for help and everything, but that makes perfect sense, that these things in the organization and the mutable, the letting things go that are in your space and picking up your energy on some level and the utilitarian thing that's very Virgo, and you know, things have to have a practical use, and a broken iron or, you know, an iron board you haven't used in 5 years, you know, you're probably not going to need it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh gosh, thank you so much, Elizabeth. This is an exciting, powerful cycle, and I really appreciate all of the work and dedication you give every single month to make the show so special.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you to everyone for listening, and really, again, Christy, thank you for hosting and sharing all the angel messages with us every month. They're totally inspiring.
Oh, thank you, and as always, we're wishing you guys a wonderful day and sending many blessings, and we look forward to reconnecting with you from Texas and California. Until then, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.